Live from Bond Durant, welcome to our boys' basketball coverage on 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. The Carroll Tigers seek their ninth straight win as they battle Bond Durant Farrar, perhaps for the final time as the Raccoon River Conference farewell tour continues. You are listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. From the Gatorade broadcast booth, I am Nick Brinks. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Carroll comes in ranked number 5 in 3A. They are 13-3 overall, 10-2 in the conference. Bond Durant Farrar 4-10 and 3-9 in conference play. And Carroll had an offensive explosion last night. They went for 86, a season high, in a 30-point win over Atlantic on senior night. 86-56, Trey Tassel led the way with 16 points. He knocked down three threes. Jared Moore, 15 points, 5 rebounds. Matt Collison, 10 points. And they got a lot of guys on the board. A lot of their seniors that don't necessarily play a ton, a lot of them got to come in and make some big contributions, including Mason Stitt. He had three threes on his way to 11 points last night. So it's always fun on senior night, not only when you get the win, but you can pull away, dominate, and let everybody get some meaningful minutes. And that's exactly what this really red-hot team was able to do last night. It starts with the defense, but last night the offense got to have some fun. Let's take a look at your starting lineups on the Mackey Motors pregame show. And for Randy Beeson's Carroll Tigers, it's the usual five. Jake Jorgensen, a 5'10 senior, 6'1 senior Matt Collison, 6'5 senior Jared Moore, Luol Fargiath, a 6'6 senior, and 6'2 senior Trey Tassel. Jared Moore leads the team in points, rebounds, and assists. Matt Collison, team high in steals. Fargiath, three blocks. That's a team high. Jared Moore, 14 points, 8 rebounds a game. For Bond Durant Farrar, led by head coach Travis Evans, they'll start their usual five. Blake Sollers, a 5'8 senior, a 6'2 junior Owen Werner, 5'10 senior Cooper Goodwin, 6'6 junior Drake Faltzcraft. He's the big man inside. He leads the team in scoring and rebounding, 15 points and almost 12 boards a game. I would assume we will see plenty of Faltzcraft and Thargiath one-on-one tonight. And then also Jasper Wilson. He is a 6'2 senior. He's the number 3 scorer on the team. Owen Werner is the number 2 man. 11 points a game and their main 3-point threat. Shooting over 30% behind the arc this year. 19-4-58. They are 4-10, 3-9 in the Raccoon River. Carroll won back on January 2nd at home, 70-51. The Blue Jays had won the last 7 before that between 2022 and 2025. That followed up a 9-game Tiger winning streak from 2017 to 2021. Perhaps the final time that I come to you from this Bond Durant Farrar High Gym. I have been here a lot over the years since I started calling games on a regular basis for the CB Sports Network back in 2015. I don't think I've quite been in this gym 10 times, but it's got to be close. If I had to guess, I'd say this is maybe my 8th time here. It's been a fun trip for me over the years. I'll miss this and all of the other Raccoon River Conference games. Got one more on Friday night, 7 minutes from my driveway in Ames, down to Huxley at Ballard. And boy, what a fun one that's going to be. Number 2 Ballard, number 5 Carroll. Carroll will come out of the huddle and the Blue Jays will do the same. It'll be Faltzcraft and Thargiath in the circle at half court. Carroll's in black uniforms, orange numbers, orange stripes down the side. Blue Jays in white. Blue numbers, blue text. Referee brings the ball to half court. Mackey Motors pregame show is in the books. Ball's in the air. And Thargiath tips it back to Moore. Carroll will control the opening tip. And they'll go to work first with that 8-game winning streak and trying to sweep the season series over the Blue Jays. Carroll's going to set a screen. And it goes awry here on the first possession. They'll turn it over on a foul by Thargiath. Bondurant Farrar, they'll take their first possession. Carroll will come out with full court pressure. They want to give that defense a chance to flaunt its stuff here in the early going. Bounce pass underneath to Falzgraf, high off the window, and the putback, one fell swoop for Jasper Wilson. The first shot from Falzgraf was altered, not blocked by Thargiath, but Wilson was able to clean it up. A 2-0 lead for the Blue Jays. 40 seconds in, Trey Tassel, right wing, steps toward the free throw line. Looks and finds Matt Collison to the corner. Moore, three, on the way, skips off the rim. Rebound, knocked away, picked up by Collison. Underneath to Jake Jorgensen, and they'll connect for two. They missed the three, don't even get the rebound, but it's tipped around, and the Blue Jays lost the handle on it. Now Thargiath blocks one off the rim, or off the backboard, rather. That ball literally stopped on the backboard between his hand and the backboard. Tied at two. Moore looks underneath and finds Louis. And it's a 4-2 lead. Defense from Louis, offense from Louis at the other end. Tigers on top, a minute and a half in. A corner long two from Falzgraf off the top of the backboard. So they will wave that one off and give Carroll the inbound. Tigers have come in with wins over Atlantic, Winterset, Boone, and Des Moines Christian in the last week and a half. Playing some really good basketball. All double-digit wins by 16, 20, 12, and 30 over some solid programs. 2 minutes in. Right wing, open three, Jared Moore, and this time, nothing but the bottom of the net for Mr. Moore. And it's a 7-2 lead. The Tigers have scored the last seven. Bondurant Farrar in the front court with Jasper Wilson out to the left wing. Three in and out from Blake Sollers. Offense gets the rebound. Jasper Wilson hands it off to Falzgraf. It's missed, and pulling it down off the rim, Thargiath with the rebound. Matt Collison at the top, 5.5 left. Opening quarter, underneath Thargiath, one-on-one with Spur Wilson. Extends the left arm, puts it off the glass and in. He's got a couple buckets here in the early going. And an early timeout taken by Bondurant Farrar. They're already down by seven. Carroll out to a good start. They fell behind 2-0. They've scored the next nine.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Live in the Gatorade broadcast booth, coming to you from Bondurant Farrar High School tonight. Just north of the Des Moines Metro, north of Altoona. And a bit to the east of Ankeny. Tigers steal it away after the throw goes awry, and they slam it in the front court with Thargiath, the assist from Jorgensen. Early six for Thargiath, and he fouls at the other end. Falzgraf pump faked at the rim. Got Louis off his feet, leaned into him, and they'll get the free throw here. They'll get a couple. Thargiath off to a nice start. He does have a couple fouls, though. Reed Falzgraf does it all for the Blue Jays. 15 points, 12 rebounds a game. Leader in both of those categories, also assists. And this will be his 80th free throw of the season. He gets both to go. That'll snap an 11-0 run for the Tigers. They lead 11-4. 3 minutes in, Jake Jorgensen with those pink shoes. Will toss it over to Matt Collison at the timeline. Tipped out on defense by Cooper Goodwin. And it will be Carroll basketball. So with those two fouls, Thargiath will sub out. Jake Jorgensen, well, Talon Crandall and Landon Peterson will both check in. Talon Crandall had a nice night. The junior last night think he finished with about 8 points for the Tigers. Carroll will lose it out of bounds, but it was touched by the Blue Jays. Collison lobs it back to Crandall, back near midcourt. He'll chase it down. Now up front to Moore, right wing Collison. Those two playing keep away. Top of the key, three on the way. This one's short. And the rebound pulled down by Jasper Wilson out front with Blake Sollers. He'll spin, no good. Falstaff's got the offensive board. Kick out to the left wing and the three off the rim. Moore is there for the rebound after the Grady Edwards miss. Moore driving, wants to dump it off to Tassel. And he's got free throws coming his way. Got stuck between two defenders, went up strong. And he was fouled with 4:11 to go, which matches our score, 4:11. First foul on Bondurant Farrar. It belongs to Drake Falstaff. Trey Tassel gets to shoot a couple, and he converts the first. He has shot really well from the stripe this year. Over 80%. Shot well over 30 attempts this year. It's 12-4. And one more for the lefty. Hops around a few times before tickling the twine. 13-4. Halfway through quarter number one. You're listening to 1380 KCIM and 95.1 FM. Matt Collison pops it from behind, and the Blue Jays pick it back up. Falstaff offensive rebound after the miss. Rolls off the rim. Jump ball stays with the offense. And Bondurant Farrar will keep it. 3:54 to go. Opening quarter of play here. Number five, Carroll. And Bondurant Farrar squaring off for, well, it could be the final time. For sure, as conference foes. Could never rule out this being a playoff matchup in a 3A bracket down the stretch somewhere. Inbound pass will be tossed up and off the rim, no good. Moore has a head of steam, but he gets it stripped away. Wanted the breakaway layup, won't get it. Owen Werner the strip. Back to the left wing. Wilson finds Falstaff to the left wing. Back to Wilson. Those two have been primary ball carriers so far. Off to the right side, Blake Sollers. He'll survey the defense. Working against Carroll's 2-3 zone. Driving inside, laying it up and in. Owen Werner with his first basket of the day. And a 13-6, 3:20 left. First quarter here on KCIM, 3:15 to go. Landon Peterson drifts to his right, hands it off to Tassel, pump fakes the three. Left wing look for Collison, driving. Thought about the step back baseline floater. Kicks out to Moore, left wing, no good. Rebound taken up by Werner. And the Blue Jays go back to work, down by seven. Wilson, deep pass to Sollers, stripped. Stolen by Moore, and he gets it popped out of his hands. He gets it back to Collison to the corner. Peterson three on its way, good. Peterson off the bench knocks down the three. 10-point lead, largest of the day for Carroll. Bondurant Farrar throws it away again. Peterson to steal. Finish at the end from Collison, who lays it in. Matt Collison with the layup, and it's a 12-point lead. Feels like one more basket for Carroll. You might see a Bondurant Farrar timeout. Underneath with Falstaff. Double teamed. Rolls it back to the left wing. Sollers against Crandall. Bounce pass underneath. Falstaff puts it off the glass. Left hander no good. Falls trying to get the rebound. That's one of those 9 out of 10 time shots. It goes in. Didn't go. Tassel at the other end. Kick to the corner. Throw it down. Matt Collison for three. Timeout, Blue Jays, as expected. It is 21-6. The offense kicked into high gear last night for Carroll. They scored 86. They have scored 21 in 6 minutes, and they've given up just six. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. You're listening to KCIM.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
What a start for the Carroll Tigers, picking up where they have left off. Well, for eight straight games, seeking their ninth win in a row, and they have wasted no time. 6 minutes in, they've got a 15-point lead, and they are on pace right now for about 100 if they can sustain it. Find it hard to believe they'll get to 100, but they are off and running here in the early going. And Bondurant Farrar has had no answers for either side of the ball. They're in the backcourt. Carroll gets a hand on it, but the Blue Jays keep it. Into the front court. Finally, they work it to Werner. And Carroll will pick up a foul here. I think Jake Jorgensen, he earns his first. Team third on the floor for Carroll right now. You've got an easy one. 1, 2, 3, 4. Schabel, Jorgensen, Collison, Moore, along with Landon Peterson, with Thargiath and Tassel, the two starters on the bench right now. 100 seconds to go in the first quarter as Peterson tries to strip it away from Werner. Knocks it out from behind, but they will nab him with his first foul, and that's a quick third and fourth on Carroll here in this first quarter. Coach Beeson shouting out commands from the sideline, and he's got to be pleased with the way this one has begun. 21-6, a driving effort. He'll take it all the way. Cooper Goodwin, the senior, lays it in, averaging only 3.5 points a game. Picks up a couple there, and it's 21-8. After that 15-point Tiger lead, Jared Moore drives inside, earns an and one. He gets the two to fall through. Drove to the rim, put it up aggressively, and he'll be rewarded on the foul by Jasper Wilson. Jared Moore has an early five now and a chance to get to six to match Thargiath. So they are spreading the ball around. Thargiath and Moore each with six. Matt Collison with five. Peterson three, Tassel two, Jake Jorgensen two. And it's a 24-8 lead with a minute 15 to play first quarter. Bondurant Farrar getting it into the front court. They've got some fresh bodies out there. Colby Soller's a freshman. Underneath the Pfalzgraf, Carroll's defense not giving up anything easy inside. And now it's popped out. Pfalzgraf scoops up the loose ball. He gets fouled at the rim, and it's a shooting foul and the fifth foul. So we'll see free throws either way on this foul by Matt Collison. It's his first. Pfalzgraf already 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He'll shoot two here. 53% this year at the line, and he comes up well short on his third attempt. One more coming for him with 57 seconds to go in the first quarter, with Carroll leading by 16. Pfalzgraf, a team high 15 points and 11.5 rebounds this year, goes 1 for 2 here at the free throw line. And Carroll will take it with a 15-point lead. Moore inbounds to Collison. Those two will walk it up the floor. Peterson looks for the screen. Dump off to Schabel in the corner. Hand off Peterson. Back to Chase Schabel. To the top. Moore. Three. On its way. It's his second of the day. And Carroll's got four here in the first quarter. 27-9. What a start for the offense tonight for Carroll. Now a look inside for Colby Sollers, one of three Sollers on the roster, but he will turn it over. Carroll has it back with Collison in the right corner. Drives baseline. Shot clock is off, 16 seconds left, and Collison earns free throws, I think. They will shoot two here. Collison gets fouled on the way up by Grady Edwards, the freshman off the bench. And with 13 seconds left, Collison's got 5 points already. And he's shooting over 60% at the line this year. He knocks down the first of two. A chance at a 20-point lead in the first quarter. Trying to sweep the Blue Jays this year. It rattles in and out on the second attempt. Carroll hits their first four before a miss on a free throw. 9 seconds left. 28-9. Blue Jays with no answers so far. Pfalzgraf lobs it to the right side, down to the corner. Sollers, three at the buzzer, off the rim, in and out, no good. What a start for Carroll. Both sides of the basketball playing excellent. 28-9, Tigers, all Carroll early. We go to the second quarter. You're listening to KCIM. You're listening to Boys Basketball live from Bondurant.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Carroll scored a season high 86 points last night over Atlantic, and they have picked up right where they left off early tonight, leading Bondurant for our 28-9, and they begin quarter two with possession and a chance to stretch it out even more. Jared Moore, 9 to lead the Tigers. Tassel has it in the right wing on the dish from Moore. Now back to the top, Matt Collison with Carroll starters on the floor. Jorgensen, Collison, Moore, Thargiath, and Tassel. Thargiath, early 6 points, got into a little foul trouble. Tassel, right wing, 3. Nothing but the bottom of the net for the senior. Hit 3 threes last night on his way to 16 in that 86-56 win over Atlantic. And now a 22-point lead in the first half as Carroll's defense will foul, and free throws are upcoming on the foul from Jake Jorgensen. He's got to go. I was about to say Thargia scored 6 in that quarter, picked up a couple fouls in the process. And now the Blue Jays will shoot. First one's on the way and good for Cooper Goodwin, the senior. 46% this year, in and out. Second one pulled down on the miss by Thargiath. 31-10, Tigers are off and running once again. After that Tassel 3 last time down. Carroll has been so much fun to watch here. It feels like it really started in that win over Kemper right before Christmas break. It gave them a lot of juice, who, as we've seen now, Kemper beat Storm Lake last night, the number one team in 3A. Carroll's playing really, really well, and that's exciting for the city of Carroll. I don't know if we have ever seen two top five teams in the city of Carroll at the same time. Maybe way back in the day, I don't know, but that's so much fun for the town, and hopefully both teams can make a really nice run here and both get to the now named Casey Center. But a long way to go before we get to talking about that. But nonetheless, a lot of fun basketball being played in the 5-1-4-0-1. 6.5 to go, second quarter. But Bondurant Farrar's already turned it over. Tigers have it back. Jared Moore at the free throw line. Looks underneath the Thargiath. He's got a dunk, and now he's got an easy layup. When he's on the floor, he has been letting his offense tell the story tonight. Out to the wing, left side, 3 missed by Faltzgraf, rebounded by Collison. Tigers pouring it on early, leading by 23. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Left wing, Tassel, 3 on the way. It's in and out, rebounded by Jasper Wilson. Senior night last night for the Tigers. They got pretty much everybody in the game. A lot of those seniors and non-seniors that don't play a ton, they got to score some points. Carroll hoping they can keep this one going and maybe do the same thing on the road tonight. They've already played just 8 guys, leading by 23 now. Free throw jumper off the glass, no good. Faltzgraf blocked from behind on his putback. Thargiath picks up a quick third foul as Moyer Olberding, rather Mason Stitz, steps up off the bench. He'll be ready to check in, I'm guessing, for Thargiath here in a moment. Faltzgraf, 3 for 4 at the free throw line. That's all of his offense tonight. And he's hit his fourth free throw. Thargiaf with that third foul. He'll come out. And Carroll will bring in the senior Mason Stitz. He'll be the ninth guy in for the Tigers tonight. And Pfalzgraf hits both free throws. 5.5 to go in quarter number two. 21-point lead for Carroll. Bounce pass down to the corner. Jorgensen's got it back. Moore steps toward the top of the key. Working against a 2-3 zone. Hand off to Matt Collison. Shot clock down to 17. He sends Tassel in motion. Underneath with Moore. Cutting inside. Tassel. Oh, that was pretty, but just a little too... not enough on it for Tassel, and that layup rolls off the rim. Back the other way, 5 minutes to go in the half. Mackey Motors halftime show on the way. We'll hopefully grab a word with Carroll head coach Katie Cook after a tough loss earlier. Jorgensen gets a steal, but they will say it went off the shoe before he took it. And now a couple subs in for both teams. Talon Crandall and Landon Peterson both back in for the Tigers. Jake Jorgensen out, Trey Tassel also out for the Tigers. Moore with 9, Thargiath with 8, the two leading scorers for the Tigers. They've combined for 17 of Carroll's 33. Pfalzgraf runs into traffic, throws into traffic, stolen by Crandall. He gets it stripped away, poked away by Edwards. Now wide open, easy layup at the other end. Drake Pfalzgraf with his first field goal of the night. 33-14, 4.5 to go. Crandall was split right down the middle of two defenders. It was a track meet from half court to the layup. And the Tiger in the middle of the sandwich lost that battle. Blue Jays had a wide open look at the other end, and now Carroll throws it away through the hands of Landon Peterson. So Coach Beeson probably not too happy that these last two possessions have turned the ball over. Still a 19-point lead, though. 4:15 to go. They get it inside to Pfalzgraf, and then he is swallowed up by four defenders. They steal it, and they get it down to Stitz. High off the window. He got fouled on the way up. You can tell that Carroll is focusing on Pfalzgraf, as they should, as their leading scorer in 15 points a game, and they have not made anything easy for him tonight. Jasper Wilson gets the foul, and we will see free throws here for Mason Stitz. On senior night last night, he got to play a lot and hit three threes on his way to 11 points. And he hit the free throw here. Carroll has hit 5 threes tonight. They have hit 5 free throws. They have still hit 5 as Stitz's second free throw drops halfway in, and then it's no good. Halfway through the second quarter, and it's a 20-point Tiger lead. They've led by as many as 23. They trailed 2-0 and then went on an 11-0 run and have not looked back. They scored 21 points in 6 minutes. 34-14, inbound pass for Bondurant Farrar. Right back underneath, they go to Owen Werner, and he banks one from the right block. 4 for Werner on the night. 3:45 to go, second quarter. 34-16, the Blue Jays trying to get a stop here on defense, but Jared Moore says not this drive. He works into the lane, dances down the right side, lays it up with a nice cut move to the left side, and lays it off the window with the left hand. 36-16, now a quick whistle and foul away from the ball. It'll be on Talon Crandall. Mason Stitz will sub out. Junior Chase Schabel will come back in, the junior averaging about 3 points a game. Bondurant Farrar lobs it into play with Jasper Wilson. Hand off to Grady Edwards. Underneath with Owen Werner. He wants to finish and go back-to-back, but Jared Moore fights for the rebound. Those two collide. Collison's got it in the front court. He wants to finish high off the glass. Give him an and-one chance. He went in aggressively, gets the layup, and he's got a chance to give Carroll a 23-point lead for the second time. Foul is on Grady Edwards, the second on the freshman. Blue Jays will sub him out. And they'll bring a couple guys in, including Colby Sollers once again and Cooper Goodwin, with Werner and Edwards both coming out. Collison, 1-for-2 at the free throw line this evening, and he gets the and one to drop in. 9 for Collison and 9 for Moore Rather, Moore's up to 11 now. Farjath has eight. Those are your three leading scorers for Carroll tonight as they are on top. 39-26. Free throw jumper missed by Faltzgraf. They get an offensive rebound. He'll kick down to the corner for Wilson, and he loses the handle on it out of bounds. Pressed closely defensively by Talon Crandall. 39-16. It has been all Carroll here in the early going. That offense in the first quarter was shooting lights out. 28 points in the quarter. Just 11 here in the second, but they've only given up 7. So the second quarter may be more of what you would expect from Carroll. They're not necessarily the highest scoring team in the world, although that has been trending up here as of late. Defense giving up 54 a game. Offense scoring 62 a game. Moore with a nice spin move, but not enough on it. Driving inside, that 2 off the window. And the Blue Jays get the rebound with Connor Sollers, the third Sollers. I assume they're all brothers. There's a senior, a junior, and a freshman. 2:20 left here in the first half. Blake Sollers kicks out to Colby Sollers. All three Sollers on the floor now. 3 no good. Rebound by Chase Schabel. Carroll by 23. Matt Collison senses an opening, and he gets it stripped away as he tries to drive through two defenders, Goodwin and Sollers, for a layup. Collison will sub out, as will Landon Peterson. They'll bring Jake Jorgensen and Trey Tassel back onto the floor. Peterson, Tassel, and Jorgensen with very colorful shoes. Inbound pass wide open. Number 4, Jared Moore. You can't do that as a defense. Nothing tricky there. He was just left completely wide open under the basket. Somebody missed a memo. 25-point lead for the Carroll Tigers. Second quarter, under 2 minutes left. 41-16 as the Blue Jays lob it around. The Bondurant, Farrar, Sollers, and a couple other guys. Blake Sollers drives, and he tries to fight for a layup and will have to settle for free throws on the foul by Jared Moore. It'll be his first of the day. 13 points for Moore of their 41. Collison and Tharjath, 9 and 8 apiece. Sollers at the stripe. He'll hit the back of the rim, but nothing else here. No good on the first. 1:35 left in the first half. Mackey Motors halftime show is on the way. Short on the second attempt as well, and Jared Moore's got a rebound. Carroll by 25. Moore stops at the right wings. For a moment, spins inside, tries to lay it in, no good. Rebound taken down by Blake Sollers, and now he'll toss it up to Colby Sollers. Underneath Faltzgraf against a couple Tiger defenders, he wins that battle. Might have been a foul on Schabel here as he leapt into the air. Moore was also there, it looks like he'll pick up the foul. Faltzgraf gets the layup, and the and one is coming with 1:16 to play in the opening half here. On KCIM Carroll, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. Those back-to-back fouls for Jared Moore. He'll take a break. Faltzgraf, 5 of 6, 5 of 7 now at the free throw line as he misses. Tassel's got the rebound. Matt Collison will push the floor now. He'll take it across the timeline. Carroll with 13 points in quarter two. 1 minute left, 28 in the first quarter. Jorgensen hands off left side. Tassel, man-to-man deep for Bondurant Farrar. A lob to Collison, right wing. Trying to get the defender to bite on the pump fake. Doesn't happen. Jorgensen corner. Jake Jorgensen, bounce pass inside. They finish with Tassel, and he lays it in. Nice dish. And the finish for Tassel. And he's got 7 for the Tigers. 40 seconds left in the half. Faltzgraf throws it into traffic. Jorgensen jumped it, but can't hang on before it goes out of bounds. And the Blue Jays will have it right in front of the Tiger bench, down by 25. 43-18. Blue Jays will lob it in. Sollers to Sollers. Connor to Colby. Blake was out there, and he still is. He passes it over, and now we've got a tip ball into the backcourt. Collison a chance to finish on an easy layup, and he does. Double figures for Matt Collison. He's got 11. He's the second Tiger in double digits here in the first half. They have scored 45. They've given up 18. Tigers dominating. Faltzgraf finishing inside. He gets a layup. 5 seconds left. Carroll with one last chance. Jorgensen looks at the clock, crosses the timeline, steps to the left elbow, won't get a shot off in time. And we have made it to halftime with the Carroll Tigers leading by as many as 27, and they lead by 25 as we have made it to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Carroll 45, Bondurant for our 20, and we'll return to Bondurant as our Raccoon River Conference boys basketball coverage continues next on KCIM. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Come on back.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Thinking about your future? The DMAC Carroll campus is a smart choice. Get a quality education at an affordable price, close to home. Join student organizations, meet new friends, and get involved. You'll find supportive staff guiding you every step of the way and expert faculty ready to share their knowledge and real-world experience. Kickstart your education today at the Carroll DMAC campus. Call 712-792-1755. DMAC, life's calling.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
UTVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Carroll.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Halftime show brought to you by Mackey Motors, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Carroll came out guns a-blazing in the first quarter. A 28-9 lead has turned into a 45-20 advantage as we have made it to halftime. Carroll decided that putting up 86 last night, beating their previous season high by 13 points, that was some fun offense. They said, you know what, let's do it on back-to-back nights. So they are on pace for 90 if they can keep it up. Defense playing really well as well with this 25-point lead. Jared Moore leading the way for the Tigers. He's got 13 points. Matt Collison has 11. Lou Althargiath added 8. And Trey Tassel has 7. On the other side, Drake Faltzgraf, he's their leading scorer on the year and tonight as well with 11 Owen Werner, 4. Cooper Goodwin, 3. And 2 for Jasper Wilson. Carroll has come out playing really, really good basketball here. And it's kind of a microcosm of the last 6 weeks or so, right before Christmas break, when they beat Kemper. They've been hot since. They did lose once to Ballard since then, but after a 1-2 start, from that point forward, Carroll has rattled off 12 wins, just the one loss against Ballard, and they've got a chance on Friday to even the series there, and Ballard just lost the number one spot in the rankings. Storm Lake took that over. Kemper beat them last night. So we'll see. Carroll and Ballard have put on some fantastic games over the years, and they get one more crack at them, at least as a conference game. And I'm looking forward to bringing that one to you on our CB Sports Network over on Kick 106.7. 28 for Carroll in the first quarter, 17 in the second. Why don't we take a look at those Raccoon River standings while we've got a moment. Ballard sits at the top of the standings at 11-1, ADM 11-2, Carroll 10-2. Those three have kind of separated themselves from the pack. And then you've got Gilbert at 7-4. Everybody else below 500 from fifth on back. North Polk's 4-7, Winterset 4-9. Carlisle and Bondurant each with 3 wins. And Boone winless on the season. Carroll has an 8-game winning streak. ADM a 3-game winning streak. They knocked off Ballard the other day. And can Carroll do the same? Carroll split the season series with ADM already. They're going to try to do the same thing on Friday. I tell you what, if you can put up 28 in the first quarter on Friday, that could set the tone again. But we'll see what happens. Carroll sits number 5 in 3A right now, and Ballard, ADM, Carroll all near the top of the rankings. It'll be fun down the stretch. Brackets will come out soon, and as long as nothing crazy happens to Carroll here in their next couple of games, they should have a bracket that sets up nicely for them where they don't have to leave home until they absolutely have to, and you play neutral sites and things like that. So I believe the sub-state final, if I'm not mistaken, I believe those are neutral sites, but I know they are for 1A and 2A. I believe they are for 3A and 4A, but don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. Can't remember off the top of my head. We'll step away. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. In our post-game show, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. I'm Nick Brinks, live in the Gatorade broadcast booth, and you are listening to KCIM's coverage of Carroll Tiger boys basketball.
For 75 years, Gretterman & Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretterman & Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? Toploff makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and design. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll, or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
From footings to framing to finish, for farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With 4 convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumberyard.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
We are back in Bondurant, ready to go the distance here tonight on KCIM 1380 AM and 95.1 FM. I am Nick Brinks, back in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Carroll has a 45-20 lead. They're in good shape right now. Jared Moore and Matt Collison leading the way with 13 and 11 respectively. Luol Thargiaf with 8, 7 for Trey Tassel. And before we went to break, I mentioned the Raccoon River Conference standings. Ballard and ADM have split. Carroll and ADM have split. Carroll gets Ballard on Friday. If they could win, you could be looking at a three-way tie for the conference title. Wouldn't that be fun? And then maybe somebody can slip down the stretch in one of their remaining games. Wouldn't expect it, but here we go. Third quarter underway. Thargy at the quick rebound after a missed three by Jasper Wilson. Tigers will push here. Led by 27 at one point. Late in that second quarter. Underneath, they finish it with Thargy. Oh, he missed it. They went for the alley-oop without the dunk, but he didn't get enough on it. Layup rolls off. Now the Blue Jays push to the other end, down 25 early in the third quarter, working against this Tiger defense. It's like a 2-3 zone. Thargiath got a hand on the ball, might have blocked that one partially, and now Moore has the rebound. Hand off to Thargiath, dish down to the corner. Tassel left wing, steps up. Thought about the three. Jorgensen dishes to the right corner. Moore led the Tigers in that first half with 13. Collison 11. Those two touch it. Tassel has it in the left corner. Back to Moore, left wing. Drives inside. Right-hander. Layup a little short and rebounded by the Blue Jays. No score here in the first 80 seconds out of halftime. Cooper Goodwin dishes it to Jasper Wilson. Drives to the baseline right side. Tipped into the backcourt by Jorgensen. And now he will scoop it up against the two defenders. And Jorgensen can't hang on as it goes out of bounds toward the Tiger bench. Now the Blue Jays with the basketball. Nobody has scored here in the first minute 40 of the third quarter. Jasper Wilson left wing. Lob to the right wing. Owen Werner driving through four defenders. Blocked by Louie. Hand off Moore. And he'll hand it back to Thargiath. And he'll finish with a slam. Nobody guarding the rim. And he finishes for the deuce. Double digits for Thargiath. Dunk number two on the night. Boy, does anything rile up a crowd quite like a dunk? I don't think so. 5:48 to go. His defense is so fun to watch. It really is a major part of what makes Carroll tick as a team. As the Blue Jays drive inside, but when he can get his offense going, man, that's fun too. Falsgraf gets inside for two. Jorgensen drives, kick to the corner, open three. Tassel on its way, and he gets it to go. Tassel's got double digits, 10 for him, 2 threes tonight. 4 of Carroll's 5 starters in double figures now with 10 to 13 points. Collison, Moore, Thargiath, and Tassel. Blue Jays work to the right wing. And Goodwin lost the handle on it. It's out of bounds. Carroll basketball. 28-point lead for Carroll as they continue to stretch this one. Thargiath and Falsgraf. That was a matchup we were looking forward to seeing tonight. Thargiath with the upper hand there as he's got 10. Falsgraf does have 13, but he hasn't had a whole lot of backup. Just 9 points from his teammates. Collison looks to drive inside and gets it swatted by Goodwin, then loses it off his knee. Collison was standing in the right wing, and there was nobody guarding the lane, so he took off with it. He was traced by his defender, and that defender was able to prevent an easy layup. Baltzgraf dishes down to Wilson. Underneath with Moore and Thargiat altering the shot. Moore pulls down the long one. Long rebound underneath with Collison. Thargiat gets the miss. His putback's no good. Got fouled, though, so he'll get to shoot a couple. Drake Baltzgraf, second foul tonight. And Thargiat will get to shoot a couple free throws. He struggled a little bit at the line this year. Not counting the last couple of games, he was shooting 36%. And he swishes this one. 11 for Thargiat on the night. As Tassel and Jorgensen sub out for Peterson and Crandall. One more coming from Uwal Thargiat. He's had a couple electric dunks. Misses the free throw on the second try, and the lead is 29. Carroll won by 30 last night. Got a chance to get to 30 here in this one, too. Underneath, Baltzgraf was left open. He'll dump it in for an easy two. Now Jared Moore pushes to the front court. Bounce pass to Peterson. Right back to Jared Moore, right wing. Lob up top to Matt Collison. Halfway through the third. 51-24. Tigers by 27. Collison dumps it to Moore. Down the baseline. Runs into traffic. Thargiat takes it from here. Working on Baltzgraf. Kick out to the corner right side. And Moore knocks down his third three of the night. 30-point advantage for your Carroll Tigers. Sollers has it right corner over Moore. Dump off to the free throw line. Grady Edwards kicks to the left corner, and they'll answer with a Cooper Goodwin three. His seventh of the year. 3:30 left, third quarter. Tigers 54, Blue Jays 27 here on KCIM. Matt Collison in the backcourt stripped away and picked up. Collison finishes defensively, though, gets a block. Edwards picked up the loose ball, and Collison said, I may have turned it over, but I'm not giving up the easy look. And they get Bondurant Farrar on a foul as well by Goodwin. So it'll be Tiger basketball. Thargiat will sub out with his 11 points. And they will bring Chase Schabel onto the floor. And Mason Stitz as well. Carroll basketball with 3 minutes and change to go in the third quarter. They took control in the first. Stitz, three threes last night. Once one here. Corner side. Left corner side, rather. No good. Tips back off to Colby Sollers. To the left wing. Open for three. If Goodwin wanted it for just a split second, won't take it. Sollers underneath Baltzgraf. Blocked by Moore, but fouled. And that'll be Moore's third. Baltzgraf went up. Moore met him in midair. And we'll see a couple free throws after the third Moore foul. Second, just first for Carroll here in the third. Baltzgraf gets to shoot a couple. Short on the first. He is 5 of 8 tonight from the free throw line. He's got 15 points right now. In their win over Boone on Friday, 59-49, Baltzgraf went 16 points, 9 rebounds, had a couple threes. Tonight, they held him in check, scoreless in the first quarter from the field anyway, and by that point, Carroll had a 19-point lead. Second free throw is also no good. Carroll comes away with a rebound. Thargiat tips it to Crandall. Up front to Chase Schabel. Schabel's in the corner. Looks and finds Crandall right side. A lob to the top. Peterson, baseline, has it back in the right wing. Underneath to Thargiat. Baltzgraf jumps in front of it, and he'll steal it away. 54-27, Blue Jays trail. Inside, Baltzgraf open. Thargiat gets the block. Baltzgraf comes away with it and finishes with the putback. 2 minutes to go and change. 54-29, Tigers. Landon Peterson double-teamed and knocked away. Might have got away with a foul there. They'll hand it off, and the layup is too strong. Rolls out by Colby Sollers. Carroll comes away with the rebound. Deep pass to Thargiat. Kind of a lazy pass to Crandall off his chest, and it's intercepted. Blue Jays take it back with a minute 50 left in the third. 54-29. Here on KCIM, I'm Nick Brinks. Carroll will travel to Ballard. They'll go to Huxley on Friday night, and I'll have that one for you on Kick 106.7. That should be a banger of a game, as they say. Speaking of bangers, here's a banger from the corner. Three from Blake Sollers. Luol Thargiath drives inside, tussling for the rebound. Blue Jays come away. Grady Edwards, 1:20 to go in the third. Blue Jays trying to mount a little charge here. They're back within 22. To the right wing, Edwards. Freshman dump off to Sollers underneath. Falzgraf left open. And it's easy two for him, down to 20. It was 54-24, and they have scored the last 10. They get a steal on the inbound pass. Wouldn't be surprised if Coach Beeson says, all right, we need a chat, boys. Final minute of the third, and they're going to lay it in here with Grady Edwards. It was 54-24, and they have just rattled off 12 straight. And now Landon Peterson tries to drive for a layup. Short possession, back the other way for the Blue Jays. Sollers gets wrapped up, and he'll travel with it, defended well by Mason Stitz. So Coach Beeson has seen enough, and now we've got a technical foul. Looks like a double technical foul on the Blue Jays here. I saw one tee go up. Now I see a second tee go up. And it'll be Trey Tassel at the free throw line for a couple. 27 seconds left in the third. And now one of the other officials will go over and have a word with head coach Travis Evans, and he'll explain what he was mad about, I guess. Tassel will shoot. And he knocks down the first one. Tassel's in double figures tonight with 11. And he's got 12. He's 4-for-4 from the free throw line. So I think it was just the, maybe just the one technical foul. But Carroll will have possession. Shot clock is off. Starters on the floor for the Tigers. Jorgensen, Collison, Moore, Thargiath, and Tassel. That 30-point lead was whittled down to 18. Starters are back in the lineup here for the final possession of the third quarter. Carroll will burn clock down to 13. Matt Collison at the left wing. Hand off to Moore at the free throw line. To Jorgensen in the corner, and he gets an elbow. Hits the deck. No good. No foul. Blue Jays at the other end. Right wing three at the buzzer. And it comes up well short. Just 11 for the Tigers in the quarter, but they still lead by 20. It's 56-36. Not quite the 30 they led by a little bit ago, but we'll go to the fourth quarter, and you are listening to KCIM. We are live in Bondurant tonight for boys basketball.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, Physician Assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
Go to the fourth quarter. Carroll 56, Bondurant for R36. Boys basketball on KCIM. Tassel's layup left side contested and no good to begin the quarter. Bondurant for R ended the third on a 12-2 run after Carroll led 54-24. Carroll had mostly bench guys out there, and then starters came in at the end of that third quarter to kind of stop the bleeding. Blue Jays will begin here with Grady Edwards. And he will lay it in to begin the fourth quarter for Bondurant Farrar. 7:13 to go. Tigers have their starters out there. Jorgensen, Collison, Moore, Thargiath, and Tassel. All but Jorgensen in double digits tonight. Underneath with Thargiath. He's in a double team. And he'll pick up his fourth foul offensively. As he got split between a couple defenders, and referee says might have swung the elbow a little too much. A minute into the fourth quarter, Bondurant Farrar trying to rally here. Finished the third quarter with their best string of the night. Went on a 12-0 run for a little while there. And they'll try to open the fourth on a run. A toss inside to Owen Werner. Bounce pass to Edwards. Corner look, Faltzgraf driving, spinning, stopping over Thargiath, and he gets the two to go. Faltzgraf has kind of taken over here for the Blue Jays. He's up to 21 points. And now Carroll with 6.5 to go, leading by 16. A lot of those possessions that came up empty in the third quarter as the Blue Jays went on their run were short possessions with not great looks on shots. Moore, halfway through the shot clock, throws down the right wing three, but it's off the rim, no good. Blue Jays at the other end, toss to Faltzgraf, and he's got an easy layup, and they're right back in it. They're down 14. 56 to 42. They have scored 18 of the last 20 points. Now Matt Collison steps toward the free throw line. He's got free throws coming, and we'll see if a three-point chance and get the offense firing on all cylinders again for the Tigers. The bucket will count. And Jasper Wilson picks up his third foul. Collison has 13 for the Tigers, a chance at 14 here. 58, now 59 to 42. Collison hits his third free throw of the night. Back to a 17-point lead. Blue Jays into the front court, right to left. White uniforms for Bondurant Farrar, black uniforms for the Tigers. Inside with Edwards. Lost the dribble for a moment. Picks it up. Tries to lay it off the glass. No good. Got fouled, though. And this will be called on Thargiath, I believe. And that would be his fifth, if so. They'll look at the scorer's table. Nope, actually Moore. So Moore and Thargiath both have five for the Tigers. Four fouls, rather. Four fouls for each. Nobody else with more than two, and that's Jorgensen. You got a sprinkling of guys with one. For Bondurant Farrar, Jasper Wilson's got three, nobody else more than two. 5:35 to go here in Bondurant. Hoping my voice holds out. I'm Nick Brinks in the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Got a little bit of a hold up here as they're still working over at the scorer's table to confirm. I'm assuming they're confirming that Jared Moore has only four fouls. I don't know if there was a question. I had him for three and now a fourth. But they are checking with both scorebook people for Carroll and Bondurant Farrar to make sure that everything is kosher. We get a thumbs up. We've got a thumbs up from the official at the scorer's table, so we should be good to go. So they're either confirming the fouls or making after-game dinner plans. I'd recommend Culver's. Butter burgers and concrete mixers are always a great post-game meal, especially when you are the Culver's player of the game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. We got the thumbs up from the official, but we are still waiting on something. Now I think there is a Blue Jay maybe getting attended to, maybe bleeding a little bit on his left arm, on his left finger. So, and he's the shooter, so they kind of need him. They couldn't sub him out. Grady Edwards gets his left index finger wrapped up, and he's a lefty, so he will shoot and he will score. He's got 5 points tonight. 16-point game, 5:35 to go. And the second is on its way. Good. Jared Moore pulls down the board for the Tigers. 59-43. Carroll in control. They've led by as many as 30 in that third quarter. But the Blue Jays are trying to rally. Collison to Moore. Right side Jorgensen. Tigers with their starters out there. A couple guys in foul trouble with Moore and Thargiath with four apiece. Moore kicks down to the corner. Tassel drives inside and defended well, but Tassel wins that battle. A little four-footer for two. 14 for Tassel. At the other end, Edwards, the freshman, dumps off to Falskraft. Left wing, three over Thargiath, in and out. And deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Andrew Kurtz. Kurtz in the game. A junior for the Blue Jays, and he is unable to hang on to the rebound. He'll sub out for Bondurant Farrar. Carroll up the floor, near side. Jorgensen, right wing. Tassel to Moore. Left side. Thargiath! One, two, three dunks tonight. They left the lane wide open, and Thargiath knows what to do from there. 20-point lead again. 63-43. Four and a half to go. Grady Edwards driving left side on Tassel, blocked by Thargiath. And it's Collison pushing up the floor. The Tigers get a deflected ball intended for Jorgensen. He comes away with it and tries to dump it inside to Thargiath. And it's off a defender's foot out of bounds. A sub for the Blue Jays will come in for Colby Sollers. And they'll inbound to Jared Moore, and he's left a little open. Steps up. Takes a shot from the right block. Got fouled. And we will see a couple free throws coming for Jared Moore. Second foul of the night on Cooper Goodwin, a senior with 6 points. And Moore has two free throws coming his way. First one is nothing but the bottom of the net. He is 2 for 2 tonight. And he's got one more to go with his... I've got him with 17 points. Scoreboard has him with 16 points, so he's somewhere in there. Second free throw for Moore. He gets both to go. So 17 or 18 for Moore tonight. He has been all over the place. 4:11 left to go. 22-point advantage for the Carroll Tigers. To the right corner. Blue Jays work underneath now with Falskraft, and he gets around a couple Tiger defenders. And he's up into 25-point territory. Collison right wing, the C's part, but he's a little too strong on the layup. And he couldn't believe it. Kind of slaps the wall on his way by. And the Blue Jays drive in, and they get a bucket here. Freshman Colby Sollers laying it in for his first basket of the night. 3.5 left. Moore, bounce pass underneath to Thargiath. He had dreams of gun drops and slam dunks, but the ball just never landed in his hands cleanly. There was an opening there. Pass was a little low. He was ready for his fourth slam of the night. I could see it. It'll have to wait. 3.5 left here on KCIM Boys Basketball. In the Raccoon River Conference, as the Tigers' farewell conference tour continues. Left wing, Sollers three, in and out. Jared Moore pulls the rebound away. And the front court, Moore, left side toss. He passes it to Collison, down to Tassel, underneath with Thargiath against Falskraft. Kick to the corner, Tassel drives, back to Thargiath, off his hands, contested and picked up by Sollers, the steal for the Blue Jays. Under 3 minutes to go. 18-point lead for Carroll. Corner three, Sollers goes and hits his second three of the night. 15-point game, 2:47 left. We've got a timeout on the floor, so we'll take one too. And you're listening to KCIM's coverage of Carroll Tiger Boys Basketball.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank. Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Final minutes here in Bondurant. Blue Jays just aren't going away. Ever since Carroll jumped out to that 30-point lead in the third quarter when it was 54-24, Blue Jays have scored 26, Carroll just 11, so they have cut the lead in half. It's down to 15, still over 2 minutes to go. A long way to go if the Blue Jays can keep this comeback on the rails. It's kind of been hanging out in the 15-20-point range for this fourth quarter. They haven't really made a big dent outside of that 12-0 run in the third. They got a shot here, though. They get a steal on the inbound pass for Carroll. They lost it at the half-court strike. And Owen Werner gets a layup, and it's down to 13. Jorgensen hit from behind, fouled by Cooper Goodwin. That'll be the third foul here in the quarter. Number three on Cooper Goodwin. And the Tigers will have it with four starters out there, plus Talon Crandall, minus Luol Farjiath, with Jorgensen, Collison, Moore, and Tassel, too. 65-52. Carroll obviously wants points. Probably don't want any short possessions right now. Bounce pass to Crandall in the left corner. To the top, Crandall. Lob to the right wing. Collison will... Oh, Carroll's going to foul Jared Moore out here. He was working underneath, away from the basketball, and he's going to pick up an offensive foul, so he is done for the night. He will finish unofficially with 17 points. So Farjiath will come back in. He's got four fouls. 2:15 left. Bondurant Farrar looking to get this one down to 11 or 12 points. Or 10 or 11 points, rather. Right wing, three on the way. And it's a three-pointer. No good, but Jorgensen fouled him. So that'll send Owen Werner to the free throw line, a 74% free throw shooter, for three free throws. Down by 13, down by 12 now. The first is good from Werner. Blue Jays trailed by 30, and they've got a shot to get it down to 10. He's 2 for 2, one more to go. Coach Beeson probably feels a little bit like he did at Carlisle a few weeks ago when I was down there, where they played so well, and then the fourth quarter kind of got ugly. Carlisle got back into it in what should have been a really happy, really good night. He was a little frustrated by the end, but he's still happy with the win. Tonight it was the third quarter where things got a little hairy. Continued here into the fourth quarter. Backdoor cut from Jorgensen to Collison. They'll like that. They connect for two. He lays it in. 13-point lead once again. 1:35 to go. Look inside. Kick to the top. Three on the way. Short from Werner. And Tassel's got the rebound. He gets fouled. And each team has four fouls now. Blake Sollers with his first of the day. That'll stop the clock with a minute 28 to go, 67-54. You're listening to KCIM Carroll. I'm Nick Brinks on the CB Sports Network tonight. Carroll will head to Ballard on Friday. And a chance to force a three-way tie at the top of the Raccoon River Conference standings if they could get a win. They led by as many as 30 tonight, down to 13 right now. And they want to take as much time off the clock as they can. Clock down to 1:13. Collison to Tassel. Bounce pass to Farjiath. A lob to the right wing, Jorgensen. Up top, Collison. Collison's got 16. Floats into the lane. Farjiath, his offensive rebound, put back a little too strong. Never quite got a full hand grip on it. So the Blue Jays go the other way. Chance to hit a three. No good. Farjiath can't hang on for the rebound. And a travel on Werner as he plucked it away from Farjiath. 50 seconds left. And that was a big opportunity for the Blue Jays. Might have been their last gasp. Now the Tigers will inbound, and they'll be fouled. And here we go. Time to shoot some free throws. The foul is the fourth on Cooper Goodwin. and somewhere between 30 points and 13 points for a deficit, you run to let's foul and shoot free throws. Jorgensen at the free throw line. He gets the first to go. He's got one more left with 49 seconds on the clock here. Live tonight on KCIM, and Jorgensen goes 2 for 2. Bondurant Farrar into the front court. A look in the corner, a look in the left wing. Falzgraf and the Blue Jays down by 15. Falzgraf lobs to the right wing. They've got Sollers one-on-one. To the left wing, to the left corner. Three, Falzgraf on the way. Off the rim, no good. Offensive board. And the put back a little short. Falzgraf picks it up, puts it in, gets fouled. Three-point play coming, perhaps. 13-point game, 28 seconds left. Carroll scored 28 points in the first 6 minutes to lead 28-9 at the end of the first quarter. 21 points in 6 minutes, rather. Falzgraf gets the first. He gets the bucket, and then the end one. Collison's in the front court. Not getting fouled this time. A lob to the front. And now I think Carroll will be able to run out the clock. Bondurant Farrar will call off the dogs. 69-57 may be our final score. The first 2.5 to 2.3 quarters were absolutely phenomenal for the Carroll Tigers tonight. They probably won't be super pleased with the way the last part of the third quarter and fourth quarter went. But another win for the Tigers by double digits. They win by 12 tonight. A comeback for Bondurant Farrar comes up short, and the Tigers have now won 9 straight. After Atlantic last night, Winterset, Boone, and Des Moines Christian in the last week and a half, they add Bondurant Farrar to their list. And in fact, this winning streak dates all the way back to the 9th of January when they beat North Polk. They'll get to play them next week, a week from tonight. But tonight, on the road, Carroll moves to 11-2 in the conference, 14-3 overall, and that'll all set up a big showdown on the road in Huxley coming up Friday night. And I'll have the game for you live from Ballard High School on Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks. My voice has held out just enough to get us to our Mackey Motors postgame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. 9 straight wins for Carroll. And we'll name our Culver's Player of the Game in our postgame coverage. It's all next here on KCIM.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suffy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suffy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suffy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026. Or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Streets Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you are just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. NAPA Highway 30 West in Carroll. NAPA, we are so much more than a parts store.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express phase, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Our Mackey Motors post-game show is on the air on KCIM Carroll, 1380 AM and 95.1 FM, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. A fantastic start to the night for the Carroll Tigers. They jumped out to a 28-9 lead in the first quarter. In fact, 21-6 in 6 minutes. You can't really ask for a much better start. And it turns out that was a lot of the cushion they needed tonight. Bondurant Farrar made a charge there in the third and fourth quarter. Went from trailing 54-24, down 30, to falling by 12 at the final horn, 69-57. Carroll certainly happy with the way the game started. Maybe a little frustrated with how things finished, but nonetheless, the winning streak continues. 9 straight for the Tigers. Number 5 in 3A, and they get to face Ballard coming up on Friday. Both teams top 5 in 3A, and we've already seen Carroll and ADM split. Ballard and ADM have split. Now Carroll has a chance if they can split with Ballard. They lost earlier in January. If Carroll can win on Friday, that would set up a 3-way tie between those three teams where everybody beat everybody and lost to everybody. But now Carroll has to do their part. They got to win to force that scenario, and then that would likely set up a 3-way tie. And I don't know if any of these teams lose in the conference outside of to each other. So I don't know what happens there unless somebody gets upset, surprised down the stretch. But nonetheless, Carroll playing some great basketball, and they've got some meaningful basketball on the way. And when the brackets come out, things look like they should line up where Carroll should be a one seed in a bracket. I think if you're top 8 in your class in the rankings, you deserve to be your bracket's one seed. So the higher you can get away from 8, the easier it becomes to lock that in as a one seed too. So get some home games on the way to the state tournament at the Casey Center, not too far from here. We're probably about 15 minutes away from the Casey Center. Banking is out. Wells Fargo is out. Pizza is in with Casey's. Carroll playing really good basketball. They got as good a shot as anybody to get there this year if they can keep it up. Kemper's playing so well. They're up to number 1 in 2A. Coon Rapids Baird, they've got a shot in 1A. Those three teams with Carroll, Coon Rapids Baird, and Kemper all playing exceptional basketball. It would be really fun to have a lot of teams down at the Casey Center coming up next month. But again, a lot of basketball to happen before then, a lot of regular season games yet to go. And for Carroll, not necessarily a playoff game, but a lot on the line coming up on Friday. I'll have that one for you from Huxley on Kick 106.7. They'll also be at home facing Denison Schleswig on Saturday, and then a week from tonight they're at North Polk, and then they've also got another game or two after that. Randy Beeson's on his way up to chat on our Mackey Motors post-game show, and we will also name our Culver's player of the game here shortly. Leading scorers for the Tigers tonight, Jared Moore finishes with 17, Matt Collison 16, Trey Tassel ends the night with 14, 13 for Luol Thargiath, a very well-spread out scoring effort from those four guys. And Coach Beeson joins us now. And Coach, 28-9 in the first quarter, 21 points in the first 6 minutes. You picked up where you left off last night. Offense was the name of the game. And then I felt like the way the second half went, kind of felt like Carlisle, where you're pulling away, you got a big lead, but you're not going to be as happy as you could have been as the night went on. Bondurant, Farrar, they stayed in it. They got it down to 12. Nonetheless, great win for you guys, great start. What was your thoughts? What were your thoughts, and how were you guys chatting in the locker room afterwards?
I don't know if you want to hear all that. Just kidding. No, I thought we played really good basketball in the first half. We shared the basketball really well. Defensively, we were awesome. Halftime, pretty excited about what we did, you know. And the talk at halftime was, can we do it for two more quarters, right? We're trying to be consistent. We're trying to find a way to do it for a complete game. Unfortunately, that did not happen, as you saw. But really, I mean, you think about the start of the third quarter. We held them to maybe 4 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter, and then we gave about 12 points in about a 3 or 4 minute stretch. So you can go back to that little stretch and say, man, it was just that 2 minute stretch, and that's what did us in. But that 2 minute stretch led to another 8 minutes of not very good basketball in the fourth quarter as well. So disappointing a little bit, just because, again, we played some really good basketball in the first half, and to come out and look a little rattled, I would say, when we couldn't get stops. And then offensively, we weren't that great. We turned it over, and we only had 3 turnovers in the first half. I think we had 9 in the second half. So a lot of things that went really well in the first half weren't that great in the second half.
Some things you can work on. Obviously, you have a huge matchup coming up on Friday. You've split with ADM. Ballard has split with ADM. If you guys can go in on Friday and win and get the split with Ballard, obviously that sets up some fun things at the top of the standings. What can you guys do to bottle up that first half tonight and bring that Friday?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I think guys know what's on the line, right? Ballard's really good, so to go to their place will be a really tough battle for us. But, you know, we've played some good basketball in the last stretch of games. We've had some glimpses of what we can do. So hopefully that will carry over. Again, I mean, you read off the point totals for our team. We were really balanced tonight with different guys helping out. So a lot of good things in the last few games. We just got to clean up a few things. You know, Falsgraf held him to 6 points in the first half, and then he scores 16, I think, in the second half. So you can point at one person and said, well, this guy was guarding him, but it was a team effort. You know, they only made 3 threes on the night, and for some reason we weren't ready to dig and double and get the ball out of his hand. So, you know, again, we found a way to win on the road, right? So at the end of the day, we'll take the win for sure. And as we talked about, Ballard's really good. So we'll have a couple of good days of practice to get back on track. You know, that's the first time playing back-to-back this year. Monday, Tuesday, and, you know, usually you're worried about how we start the game after you got done playing the night before, and we didn't have any issues with that. So we'll get back to a couple good days of practice, and hopefully we'll be prepared to take on a good Ballard team.
I'll be there. We'll have it on Kick 106.7. Obviously, I mentioned four guys between 13 and 17 points tonight. I've got the point totals for those four guys. Did anybody stand out, rebounds, assists, steals, anybody that you felt like just had a fantastic night contributing outside of on the scoreboard?
Yeah, we had Jared down for 9 or 10 rebounds and 4 or 5 assists, so he did a really nice job of leading us out there. Louie ended up with around 9 or 10 rebounds as well, had a few blocks, had a couple dunks that everyone's excited about. But no, again, you know, Jake Jorgensen, we had him down for 4 steals and 5 assists as well. So again, we had a lot of good things happen tonight. It's just unfortunate that when you finish the game that way, a lot of the good things get overlooked a little bit because you're a little upset about how we ended the game. So we'll go back and watch a little film and see if there's anything else. You know, you try not to say too much after the game because it's usually never as good as what you think or never as bad as what you think. So I tried to bite my tongue in the locker room and just say, hey, we found a way to win on the road until you go back and watch a little film. So, again, winning on the road is not easy no matter where you go. When you move up in the rankings, everyone wants to beat you. So they put their little run together, and I think they got a little confidence. If we would have just took care of the basketball a little bit better there in that stretch and kept it at 20 to 25 points, I don't think the fourth quarter would have been that exciting and that intense. So we'll keep working on that. Again, it's always a work in progress, right? You're trying to play your best basketball here in the next couple weeks, and you've seen glimpses of that, and we're going to try to keep that going.
It's fun when you can be a little disappointed with a double-digit win, right?
That's what I try to keep telling myself, Nick. You're right. And again, we'll take it, right? So we'll have a couple of good days of practice and see what happens on Friday.
Well, congrats on the win. 12-point win for you guys tonight. I'll see you guys down in Huxley on Friday.
Nick, appreciate the coverage. Thank you.
That's Randy Beeson of the Carroll Tigers. Back to wrap up our coverage next.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate or roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference, on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Back in Bondurant to wrap up our coverage on the Mackey Motors post-game show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Thanks to Randy Beeson for chatting with us. Let's name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. A tough call tonight with Collison, Moore, Thargiath, and Tassel all contributing well offensively, 13 to 17 points for each of them. But checking the numbers here, looking at Jared Moore, he's got a number of looks like he finished with 9 rebounds, as Coach talked about, 4 assists, and he had some big buckets in that first half especially. He hit 3 threes tonight, so we'll go ahead and go with our leading scorer for the Carroll Tigers, and he also led them in rebounds, Jared Moore, 17 points, 9 rebounds. He is our Culver's Player of the Game. Welcome to Delicious. Final score tonight, 69-57. Carroll gets the win in the boys' game. They fell earlier. Heartbreaker. Carroll girls fall 37-32. They led most of the game. Struggled mightily, though, offensively in the fourth quarter, and Bondurant Farrar was able to come back and win that one by 5. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on KCIM. Thanks so much for joining me live from Bondurant for this final Raccoon River Conference meeting between the Carroll Tigers and the Bondurant Farrar Blue Jays. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.